Police in Philadelphia have arrested the man accused of sexually assaulting women in and around Center City. They say 37-year-old Dinell Walker attacked at least five women in the last 2 weeks. They also worry there could be other victims who haven't yet reported similar encounters. Captain Margo Elaine Parker says the suspect assaulted victims at different times of the day, all while the women were alone.
He came up behind them and groped them in all the instances. In some instances, things may have went a little further.
A news conference should be getting underway about now. We'll have details as they become available. SEPTA officials have marked August 14th as the day they will begin the task of implementing cuts that will officially go into effect 10 days later. SEPTA leaders say once they start putting service changes into effect, they cannot stop. WHYY's Tom McDonald has more.
SEPTA's Chief Planning and Strategy Officer Jody Holton says the agency will begin the process of cutting routes by 20% across the board August 14th in order to implement it Sunday, August 24th.
These service cuts are unprecedented, and not just for SEPTA. No major transit agency has had to take steps this drastic. These are across-the-board cuts, so every rider will be impacted.
SEPTA General Manager Scott Sauer says they need to do something to move the transit agency forward and can't continue to operate at the current level of service anymore.
We've been waiting 2 years for a solution from Harrisburg. So one more month, one more year, two more years. At some point, we have to make a decision that's in the best interest of our customers and the best interest of our employees to stabilize, if you will, the system.
Fare hikes will go into effect September 1st, and without more funding by the end of the year, there will be even more cuts to start off 2026. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
In sports, Orioles beat the Phillies in South Philadelphia in today's series finale, 5-1. Titans are off tomorrow. They head to Arlington, Texas to take on the Rangers Friday.